Poll, 80% of Israelis back Trump's Gaza immigration plan, majority reject Palestinian state. By Joshua Klein on February 3, 2025. Fresh surveys released ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit as the first foreign leader to meet President Donald Trump at the White House show that an overwhelming majority of Israelis support the emigration of Gaza's population. An idea recently suggested on several occasions by President Trump. While most also oppose a Palestinian state. A failed policy long pushed by former Presidents Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Two new polls reveal that President Trump's suggestion of Gazan emigration enjoys overwhelming Israeli support, with 80% backing the plan. One poll released on Monday by the Jewish People Policy Institute, JPPI, Israel Index survey found that approximately 8 out of 10 Israeli Jews support Trump's suggestion that Arabs from Gaza should relocate to another country. Another survey, conducted by Direct Polls Limited, also found that 80% of the Israeli public support Trump's recent proposal for Arab nations, particularly Egypt and Jordan, to take in more Gazans, while only 10% opposed it and 10% had no opinion. It also revealed that more than half of respondents oppose any peace deal with Saudi Arabia that includes a Palestinian state, a key demand from Biden-era foreign policy advisors. In addition, the poll showed 71% of Israelis reject the establishment of a Palestinian state, a stance that has only hardened in the wake of the October 7 Hamas massacre. The findings coincide with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's arrival in Washington, D.C., on Sunday for a key diplomatic meeting with President Trump on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, who has previously brokered historic agreements in the region, continues to reverse the policies of Presidents Biden and Obama, both of whom pushed aggressively for a two-state solution at Israel's expense and funneled billions into Palestinian aid, only for Hamas to stockpile weapons and launch deadly attacks. The two-state solution, largely seen as a staple of foreign policy by U.S. administrations prior to President Trump, has been criticized as a colossal failure that does not take into account facts on the ground. Amid pressure from Palestinian American groups, Muslim advocates, and some Democrats, Biden repeatedly doubled down on a two-state solution after the October 7 massacre, despite the lack of a peace partner, drawing sharp Republican criticism. A two-state solution is the only way to guarantee the long-term security of both the Israeli and the Palestinian people, the former president wrote in November. To make sure Israelis and Palestinians alike can live in equal measures of freedom and dignity. The so-called two-state solution, which envisions a Palestinian state in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and parts of eastern Jerusalem in exchange for peace with Israel, has repeatedly failed. Biden's push for this approach, relying on Palestinian Authority, PA, President Mahmoud Abbas and his ruling Fatah party as partners, faces significant criticism. Despite being labeled moderate, the PA and its ruling Fatah faction continue to support terrorism, incite violence, and reject peace. Abbas, in power for nearly two decades despite a four-year term limit, oversees a regime that funds terror through its pay-for-slay program, glorifies murderers, and promotes anti-Semitism in schools and media. Fatah's military wing, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, actively participated in the October 7 massacre alongside Hamas, while PA officials praised the attack and called for more violence. Decades of Israeli peace offers have been met with terror, proving the PA is not a viable peace partner but an enabler of continued conflict. This sentiment is reflected on the Palestinian street. One Birzeit University poll found that 75% of Palestinians support Hamas and its October 7 massacre. Nearly three-quarters favor eliminating Israel for a Palestinian state from the river to the sea, and overwhelming majorities back terrorist groups, with 89% supporting Hamas al-Qassam brigades, 84% backing Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and 80% endorsing the Al-Aqsa Martyrs brigades. Following Israel's 2005 withdrawal from Gaza, meant to give Palestinians a chance at self-rule yet leading to Hamas takeover and years of terror, Israelis have increasingly rejected a two-state solution, a stance that has only hardened after October 7. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Knesset members warned that Biden's push to restore PA control in Gaza would create another terror state. While Ambassador-designate Mike Huckabee previously declared that the two-state solution is no solution at all and that if there is going to be a Palestinian state, it's going to have to be somewhere outside the borders of Israel. Despite Hamas' unprecedented massacre and overwhelming Israeli opposition, the Biden administration remained committed to a two-state solution. Having reversed Trump's policies, restored nearly $1 billion in Palestinian aid, and insisted Israel must pursue Palestinian statehood after the war. In contrast, during his first presidency, Trump rejected forcing a two-state solution, cut aid to the Palestinians over their terror funding, and shut down their U.S. mission. Since returning to office in 2025, President Trump has proposed relocating Gaza's residents to neighboring countries. This has reignited calls to recognize Jordan as a Palestinian state, with growing support from those who see it as the only viable path to peace. For the nearly 2.2 million residents of Gaza, the plan to relocate Gazans could represent an escape from poverty, violence, and blockades. By resettling in areas with greater economic opportunities and stability, Palestinians could build better lives for themselves and future generations. International support, backed by Western and Gulf allies, could ensure improved living standards and opportunity in resettlement zones. In addition, Israel has long faced security challenges from Gaza, where Hamas remains in power. A regional solution could help reduce tensions by eliminating the source of rocket fire and violent conflicts. By partnering with neighboring Arab states, Israel could also strengthen its ties in the region, building on the success of the Abraham Accords. For the Trump administration, a plan of this magnitude could cement a legacy of diplomacy in the Middle East. As a historic ally of Israel and a key player in the Arab world, the U.S. is uniquely positioned to bring together the parties needed to make this happen. Proponents believe the time for such action is now, with many arguing that it could benefit all parties involved. While decades of negotiations have failed to produce a lasting solution, a regional approach could break the deadlock by focusing on humanitarian needs rather than political gridlock. Conservative figures, including Mark Levin, Richard Goldberg, Caroline Glick, and Pamela Geller, praised Trump's Gaza emigration plan as common sense and the best idea yet, arguing that Arab neighbors should accept refugees from Gaza. Despite longtime Democratic pressure to force dangerous concessions, Israelis overwhelmingly support the emigration of Gaza's population and oppose a Palestinian state, viewing it as a threat that would lead to more war and terror rather than peace. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.